With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Christmas in the Holy Land makes a comeback. The celebratory spirit dampened by the war in Gaza over the past couple of years has been rekindled with traditional ceremonies in Nazareth and elsewhere.
For the past 2 years, as the war in Gaza dragged on, Christmas in Bethlehem has been a somber affair without the traditional festivities and decorations and music. But this year, families are flocking again to Manger Square, signalling hope about the fragile ceasefire and provided a much-needed economic boost to the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Citing their extraordinary devotion and service to America, President Trump has spoken by phone with some U.S. troops stationed in Iraq, the Philippines, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Mr. Trump was joined on the call by First Lady Melania Trump. Such calls, a longstanding tradition for America's commander-in-chief. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he'd be willing to withdraw troops from the country's eastern industrial heartland if Moscow also pulls back. That area becomes a demilitarized zone monitored by international forces. It offers another potential compromise on control of the crucial Donbas region. The two biggest credit card companies report 4% growth in U.S. holiday retail sales.
Visa and MasterCard released the figures, showing that consumers largely shrugged off their economic worries. According to the data, shoppers were more deliberate with their purchases by shopping early and leaning on promotions to get the best deals. Sales of electronics like TVs and smartphones led spending in Visa transactions, while MasterCard said its card users focused on clothing and jewelry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street is closed for Christmas. The Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P all ended higher in yesterday's holiday abbreviated trading session. This is SRN News. Another city declares itself a sanctuary for the unborn.
On a unanimous vote, the town council of Wolfirth, Texas, has declared abortion to be illegal within its borders, becoming the 85th pro-life sanctuary city in the nation. The movement was prompted when liberal cities began to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegal immigrants a few years ago. According to the Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn Initiative, Wolfirth is the fifth city in Lubbock County and 68th city in Texas to join the campaign. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? New poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe they will experience eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. The ACU research also reveals that one in three who say they're born-again Christians also think that people can qualify for admittance to heaven by good works. Lace up your skates, because this New York holiday tradition is going strong after all these years.
Hundreds gathered in New York City to ice skate at a rink inside of one of the city's most iconic parks. New York City resident Tina Goody took her grandchildren to Bryant Park's 1,700-square-foot ice skating rink to celebrate Christmas.
And it's just Christmassy. This is what you do with Christmas time with your children.
12-year-old Emma O'Leary is visiting New York with her family for the holidays. The Ireland native said skating at the park made her feel magical.
And it's really, like, magical to be here because I've seen all these type of movies.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Rescuers braved roaring flames, falling debris, and the threat of more explosions to save nursing home residents after a blast at a Pennsylvania facility killed a resident and employee, setting off a dramatic and chaotic evacuation on Tuesday. More details, SRNNews.com.